A worship book, and turn with me to number 26. Holy Spirit, come with power. And would you stand as we begin?
Breathe in, breathe out. Good morning.
Today, we welcome you to worship with us, and we invite the Holy Spirit to come into this place and touch all of our hearts.
As we begin today, we encourage you to calm your mind and center yourself within God.
Breathe in, breathe out. And now for a call to worship. Oh, wait, no. Intro, sorry. This week, the MYF and other people from Walnut Hill went to Kansas City, Missouri to join literally like half the country in worship.
The theme for convention this year was Journey Forward, and the scripture we looked at this week, John 20:19 through 23, focuses on this concept.
You'll experience this scripture in a multitude of ways as we journey forward.
Today, you will hear testimonies from Jade, Katie, and Biz.
We invite you to relive our week with us.
Breathe in. Breathe out.
Pray with me. O God, we invite the Holy Spirit to come into this place and open our hearts and minds. And now for the call to worship. So we will be reading the words in the regular...
Yeah.
And then you'll be reading the stuff in quotations. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said,
"Peace be with you."
After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said,
"Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
And with that, he breathed on them and said,
receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
Amen.
I invite you to stand as you are able. The songs that we chose today are all songs that we sang at convention. We are running on fumes right now because we got home at 1 a.m. So if we seem a little groggy, that's probably why. But we had so much fun, and so we want to show you some of that and some of the, especially in the songs that we do. So open the eyes of my heart. I invite you to stand. But you don't have to do that. Thank you.
Good morning, friends. Do you guys know where all of us went this week? Where do you think, Andrea? Convention. Yeah, youth convention. And lots of interesting things happen at youth convention that are a little bit different. And some of us went to children's convention. That's right. And we are going to show a couple of pictures and each of us tell you a little bit about some of the pictures that help you know what it was like for us this past week. We were here last Sunday and we're here now, but in between, we went somewhere else. So we're going to have a picture and each of us talk about how we get there and what we did.
So this is the first picture that we took when we were driving out. We went on a really big bus, and there were several other churches with us. And so that's our group.
And then we went to Kansas City, which is actually in Missouri, not Kansas, but at Kansas City. Usually conventions in a big city somewhere several hours away. And so this is what it looked like as we were driving into the city. And those four stacks, is that the... Yeah, that's the convention center out our window, actually, to the right there, if you can see it. That long thing is the convention center.
So every morning and every night, we would join together for worship. And a lot of the songs were very interactive. We would stand up at the front and interact with each other in different ways. Slow songs, we'd, you know, join arms. Fast-paced songs, we'd jump. It was... We did a Congo line.
Oh, my. So... we all got a bunch of free t-shirts. That was pretty fun. And we started, or not we, the leadership started this thing called squads at convention. So all of the youth were divided into different squads and they would do different activities during the week. And we were in the orange squad. So of course we wrote on jade, vitamin C, orange squad. What else did we write? Zesty. We wrote Zesty everywhere.
Metacon.
So the first day that we got there, we rested. And so the next day, we started our service project. So we went out to fields, and we helped pick potatoes. And we helped, like... Oh, we also found bunnies. So that was fun for the kids. And, oh yeah, we also like shoveled horse poop, so that was nice. And yeah.
So while we were at the service place, the lady who was leading us there, we found out she also is one of the owners of this little ice cream place down in Kansas City. So we got some like tokens to go down and get some ice cream. So this is a picture of us when we were at Betty Ray's with our ice cream.
So our hotel had a pool on the top floor, the 22nd floor. And not on the roof. So it was still in the building. There was multiple times where our group went there to swim and have a lot of fun because it was really hot there, and it cooled them down. So it was fun.
And this is just a picture of everybody at Walnut Hill who was involved in convention in some way.
Almost everybody.
As you can see, we all are wearing shirts that were designed by Marius with all of our names printed on that tree.
So as Ryan said, we go to worship every morning and every evening, and it was very active. We did lots of things. And when we worship, we praise the Lord, right? And so there's a song about that that we learned. It's similar to a song that you may have done at school, but this one talks about praising the Lord. So we are going to teach it to you. And we don't have the words up here, but it's pretty simple. And so the way it works is we're going to have Rhiannon, and she's going to sing it to Marius, and then Marius, or to Marius, and then Marius is going to sing it to Biz, and we're going to pass it around a little bit. And then we'll throw it to one of you. Looks like Ellie might want it, and maybe somebody else might want it after you learn. And there are motions, and so we're going to ask the children to stand up and do these motions with us. We'll stand up. And congregation, you can do the arm motions from your seats if you want, or you can stand up. I see Lori's almost out of her seat.
Hey, Marius.
Hey, what?
Are you ready?
For what?
To praise.
Praise who?
The Lord.
Oh, yeah. With my hands up high, my feet down low, this is the way I praise the Lord.
With my hands up high and my feet down low, this is the way I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise, praise the Lord. Hey, Jade.
Hey, what?
Are you ready?
For what?
To praise.
Praise who?
The Lord.
Oh, yeah. My hands up high and my feet down low, this is the way I praise the Lord. Hey, Biz.
Hey, what?
Are you ready?
For what?
To praise.
Praise who?
The Lord.
Oh, yeah. My hands up high and my feet down low. This is the way I praise the Lord.
My hands up high and my feet down low. This is the way I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise, praise the Lord.
Hey, Ellie.
Hey, what?
Are you ready?
For what?
To praise.
Praise who?
The Lord.
Oh, yeah. With my hands up high and my feet down low, this is the way I praise the Lord.
With my hands up high and my feet down low, this is the way I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hey, Maddie.
Hey, what?
Are you ready?
For what?
To praise.
Praise who?
The Lord.
Oh, yeah. With my hands up high, my feet down low, this is the way I praise the Lord.
My hands up high, my feet down low, this is the way I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Hey, Micah.
Hey, what?
Are you ready?
For what?
To praise.
Praise what?
The Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you. You can go back to your seats.
Now it's time for the offering. If I can have the ushers please come forward. On Wednesday, I went to a seminar that was titled, How Can the Church Be Good News to the LGBTQIA+ Community? Here's a prayer that the speaker gave. Although this prayer is focused on young people, we were all children at one point or may still be children at heart. Pray with me. We pray for young people who put chocolate fingers everywhere, who like to be tickled, who stomp in puddles and ruin their new pants, who ask for $20 before they leave with their friends, who erase holes in math workbooks, who never put away their shoes.
And we pray for those who dodge bullets on their way home from school, who can't bound down the new through the streets in their new sneakers, who choose to carry a gun as their only means of security, who were born in places we wouldn't be caught dead in, who are afraid to shop or drive because of the color of their skin. For young bodies which are assaulted by those sworn to protect them, who live in an X-rated world.
We pray for young people who bring us sticky kisses and fistfuls of dandelions, who sleep with the cat and bury goldfish, who hug us in a hurry and forget their lunch money, who leave makeup all over the sink, who slurp their soup.
And we pray for those who never get dessert, who never had a safe blanket to drag behind them, who can't find any bread to steal, who don't have any rooms or lockers to clean up, whose pictures aren't on anybody's phones, whose monsters are real.
We pray for young people who spend all their money before Tuesday, who throw tantrums in the grocery store and pick at their food, who like ghost stories, who stay up past curfew while their parents wait for them, who get visits from the tooth fairy, who think they're far too old to be hugged goodbye, who squirm in church and scream on the phone, whose tears we sometimes laugh at and whose smiles can make us cry.
And we pray for those whose nightmares come at daytime, who will eat anything, who have never seen a dentist, who are never spoiled by anyone, who don't have anyone they feel safe enough to come out to, who have called 911 for an overdosing parent, who go to bed hungry and cry themselves to sleep, who live and move but have no being. We pray for young people who want to be carried.
And for those who must.
For those we never give up on.
And for those who never get a second chance.
For those we smother.
And for those who will grab the hand of anyone kind enough to offer it.
We pray for young people. Amen.
I will reading from John 20:19-23. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, the doors locked for the fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Rejoice, the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven."
In between each of the three stories, we will be singing the chorus of 332. So I invite you to have that open. And we'll just sing this a cappella. 332 is Blessed Assurance. Let's just practice just the chord, beginning with the refrain. This. And now I invite Jade Thomas.
Breathe in, breathe out. The word family consists of people who support and love you, and the people you can confide in and trust. During the convention of 2019, I learned the true meaning of family and ways that I connected to God through family. As I began a new journey to get closer to God, I got closer to the MYF, not just mentally, but emotionally. We all had a part in the connection to God, and as a group, it felt as if a long-lasting family had been developed. This journey has shown the ways that family will stay together and help each other through the toughest times in life. And at the end, we're all still together. Next picture. Hearing the people talk about their stories during worship made me notice that the whole Walnut Hill congregation is a large family that God had created, and he made sure we were all connected through lifelong decisions. Every place we have visited on this long journey has a message behind it, and every meal we would eat together felt like a meal at home with my family. I am very grateful for feeling like I have a place in the community. I want to thank everyone who attended the convention, and I am very thankful for their service throughout this day in Kansas City, Missouri.
Breathe in, breathe out. One of the speakers at convention this past week focused on fears.
We all have many fears, some as simple as spiders like me. But some fears are much more significant, like the fear of not having any meaning to our insignificant lives or not having an impact. Despite the extent of your own personal fear, your fear should not control you. It is very important to have a community, because fear fears community. Being within a community of people, especially a church congregation, helps you to be closer to God and allows you to come over your fears. Fear doesn't want you to have community because fear flourishes and is able to overtake you when you are alone. A common fear among people is the fear of what's different. The youth group experienced this on our first night at convention when we took a walk to Troost Avenue. Troost Avenue represented a drastic divide between two different worlds that people lived within. We walked close to a mile down a road, and as we left the vibrant city, it quickly turned into a rundown and diminishing street with equal destruction surrounding it. The youth group did some research on Troost Avenue before our excursion, and Troost Avenue, once upon a time, was the dividing line between whites and blacks within the city. Although this is not necessarily true anymore, there is still a clear divide between the two locations. It was hard for us to walk through the poverty, as we knew that just a mile down the road was a bright city. The people living in these two different communities breathe in the same air, live in the same area, but yet they are still being treated different and are not being provided with the same opportunities. Despite changes that have been made to our system, it does not enforce a change in mindsets and mentality of people, and therefore prevents any changes to be made. It was truthfully an eye-opening walk for me as I saw the drastic, sudden decline of the environment around me. Although this division was clearly visible, there are also divisions that can be represented through beliefs in every one of us. And this difference through beliefs can then be turned into a fear, as we often have a tendency to fear the unknowns. Despite this fear within us, we need to try and be connected within our own community so that we can overcome our division of differences.
Let's breathe in and breathe out. Convention. This was my sixth one, and some of us in our group, this is their first time. But for me, every single time I've gone to convention, the connections is what I like the most. Although this was my sixth one, and I was still scared to make new connections or friends, I would always hear stories from Jason telling me how when he was back in his youth, and he would always just join in card games or love to talk to new people. In this picture, these are some of my new friends that I made. I made new connections, and I started playing games with them. The whole entire point of convention was coming together as one whole community and one whole church as the Mennonite group to come together to make connections and grow. These connections did not just go in my friends, but rather also with our group and our MYF. For every night, we did also little small groups that connected us more. We talked more to each other and learned about each other's day. Next. So Jade was having a fun time in this picture. It was a good time. So this was one of the times that we had worship in the afternoon, and there's this thing called the mosh pit. It's the front of the whole entire congregation, like of the concert and like the whole worship. And Jade was like, "Biz, put me on your shoulder." I was like, "Okay." So I was like, "That's fine. This has a higher meaning to it." So in the beginning of the whole entire like Mennonite convention, we tended to sit more like the middle or the back of the worship. But I noticed that that didn't really connect me spiritually, at least, closer to God, because I could just talk to Jack or Marius or Katie or, you know, Ryan or Jade. And I wouldn't really be listening too much of the sermon of the person. But when we got close and we started singing, jumping together as a group, I noticed that my spirit was more lifted. It came more into me as being in the front because I was there, right there, face to face to the speaker or the band. So it felt like the Holy Spirit was coming in. And spiritually, I grew more. And that's one thing that I got from convention. This is the first time that's happened to me, because in the past, I've always sat in the back. But this is one thing that I really enjoyed about the convention.
As a response to these stories, we will actually sing two songs. So first, please take Sing the Journey and turn to number 27, God of the Bible. Last song of response, I invite you to turn to number 79. If you need the words, we will project them. As I went down to the river to pray. And this is a song, I mean, I know you guys, a lot of you have been to convention before, but when you are in a room of 3,000 people singing this song, it is just amazing. And the music leaders did a good job of inviting us to breathe together, as the youth have emulated, and to listen to each other. So as we do this song, I invite you to stand and move in close to one another so that as we sing, we can listen to each other and breathe together. So we'll do a couple verses with instruments, and then we'll do the rest a cappella.